This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hi, Patriots, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the short of it. As always, let's get started with a little good news from God's Word. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continuously. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So, Patriots, I wanted to start off with some exciting news. Texas and Mississippi have lifted their mask mandates. I think this is excellent, excellent news. I know some people are kind of questioning the reasoning behind it. But y'all, just stop for a second. We have a win. Let's take the win. Let's not only take the win, but let's thank God for that. I know there have been so many people praying every day, and this is an answer to prayer. So I want to definitely give God all the glory for that. And I know some people will say, well, it shouldn't have been closed in the first place. That's absolutely correct. You don't get to turn freedom up and down. I understand that, but we are in the situation that we are in. And so the only way that we're going to get out of the situation is more prayer and faithful action. Legal action through proper channels, nothing violence, nothing illegal. Just wanted to put that out there. And an action that I would suggest that everyone can do is to call their governors. And I will include in the notes a website that has all the governors' phone numbers across the United States just to make it easy for you if you haven't been calling them this entire time anyway. It's something that I think we should do because all of America should be opened up. Now on to a little bit more of annoying news. Dr. Fauci decided that we needed more of his opinion. He says, I don't think we'll be back to normal by March 2022. Well, isn't that nice? And his opinion actually goes against what Biden said on Tuesday night, that life would mostly be back to normal by March 2022. Biden has said he had been cautioned not to give an answer to that because we don't know for sure. But my hope is that by this time next year, we're going back to normal. And before that, I hope. Fauci warned that new variants of the virus could continue to spread despite efforts to stop it. Sooner or later, the variants will come back and rekindle the outbreak, even in countries that seem to have it under control, he said. He warned against governments reopening their societies and economies too quickly. Too quickly? I mean, we're going on over a year. How much longer do they expect us just not to do anything? I mean, this is kind of outrageous. And the CDC has also said they're going to announce guidelines very soon for Americans that have been fully vaccinated so they can all gather together in small groups and homes. Give me a break. This is what happens when you have government too fully involved in our lives. This is when you definitely start sending the emails, making the phone calls, peacefully protesting. Just want to emphasize that this is completely unacceptable. We are talking about our freedoms here. We are not going to have our freedoms governed and taken away by our government. This is why we need small governments. This is why we have to send the right people to Washington. Something else that we need to continue to do is pray. Prayer is so effective, and that's why I loved that when that verse popped up today in my devotional. Pray continuously, and that's what we have to do. I was looking up verses about praying in the Bible, and I came across Colossians, and if you look in chapter 1, verse 9 through 12, it says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in his inheritance for his holy people in the kingdom of light." Some of the things that I really love about this verse is that, one, it starts off with talking about praying for everyone. I think that's so important, something that we get so busy that we can forget. Pray for everyone in America, everyone struggles. Pray for everyone to follow God's word, for truth to be revealed to them, because the left wants to talk about, oh, how we're all in this together in unity. I mean, yes, truthfully, we are all in this together. We're all seeking what is best for our country, and what is best for America is God's plan. So I think it's great to pray for everyone in America, that God reveals his plan to them and for courage and strength to follow that plan and that path. And it goes right along with something else that I like is how it talks about everything that we do, we're letting God's light shine through us. It's not us, it's God's light and love, and that there is something different about us because we have the love of the Lord in our hearts. And so in our everyday actions, that people can see that we are serving the Lord, that they can see God in us, and having endurance to trust in God even in dark times. And I know everything is super dark right now and we're just having to carry on and carry on. We're not strong enough to do that, but God is, and he can give us strength to do that. And I think that's really, really encouraging. And it also talks about finding joy in dark times too. And that's something that we have to keep in mind, because we can continue just to focus on the negative. And look, I can be a sarcastic and a major downer as the next person. Believe me, I get so frustrated with the news sometimes. And then I have to think, okay, even in all of this, I can find freedom in God. I can find freedom in the Lord, and that there is still joy in the Lord, and God still rules. He is still on the throne, and that makes me happy. And that's the short of it. Really quickly before I sign off, if you would like to support the podcast, simplest way you can do that is just to listen. Yep, that's it. Just click, listen, and share. If you would like to become a $2 patron, you can head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. We sure do appreciate the support. All right, Patriots, I'll see you next time. And remember, don't give up hope. God's got this.